Now, Mark Riggle of Milford Asset Management is with us. Hi, Mark.
Good evening, Heather.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. Okay, so let's talk about this. Global investors are experiencing some volatility in markets this week for really the first time this year. Is this all down to the potential collapse of Evergrande, or is there something else afoot here?
That's a good question. I think Evergrande has made the headlines, and it's been clearly a focal point for global markets this last week. And you know, rightly so. The prospect of China's second largest property developer going bankrupt has led many commentators to ask, you know, is this China's Lehman moment, referring, of course, to the US bank that collapsed during the GFC. But I think, you know, if you look closely at the situation, Evergrande, while it's concerning, it's only got a small amount of its debt that's not denominated in Chinese currency. And the Chinese economy and government is a very different beast, right? So the Chinese government's got the willing and the means to ensure that any losses to local investors are pretty well managed and don't upset the broader economy. So I think for us, you know, we're reasonably confident that Evergrande's likely to be contained. But global markets, you know, they're more concerned about supply chain issues, inflation, and crucially, rising interest rates.
Yeah, and why should they be concerned with the supply chains and the inflation particularly?
Well, it's really important for, you know, how companies are going to fare and how much profits they're going to deliver going forward. You know, government reactions to COVID has given us huge fluctuations in demand for goods and services. You've got disruptions in manufacturing, transportation in Asia due to COVID-related restrictions. Global supply chains have ground to a halt. We heard from Nike last week, global sportswear company. They said time taken to get goods from Asia to the US has doubled from 40 to 80 days. So there's some real issues. And the problem for investors is we just don't know which companies will manage challenges really well and pass on those costs to consumers and which might have trouble. And that's because global supply chains are really complicated. Mm. And it's got issues for New Zealand, right? You know, we've heard from New Zealand importers up to 80% of ships are either that are scheduled to arrive in New Zealand have either been diverted or delayed. Shippers are just preferring to service other ports. So many issues to deal with, and investors are just a little bit, you know, concerned at the moment.
Mark, why is it that investors have suddenly got so concerned in the past week? I mean, these issues have been building for months now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think we've been talking about these on this slot for the last few months. And while that's true, what's changed, I think, in the last week has been, I think central banks around the world are coming around to the idea that they might need to think about reducing stimulus and raising interest rates. And that's because inflation has proved to be a little bit more persistent than they previously thought. So bond markets have been falling. Share markets don't tend to like rapidly falling bond markets. So share markets are also showing signs of weakness. And if we loop back to China, the Evergrande situation is the tip of the iceberg, and it's all about China's desire to cool its housing market. And property investment in China is huge, right? It's even bigger than in New Zealand. So a weaker housing market has huge implications for the health of the Chinese consumer. And global investors are really concerned that the Chinese government hasn't yet stimulated the economy to offset some of this weakness in the property market. And that's got implications for global growth.
Mm, that's fascinating. Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Mark Riggle, Milford Asset Management.
Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Lots of